Coming up this weekend, the folks in Adair celebrating Chuck Wagon Days with a little twist called Candyland. This year is the theme. Going to talk a little bit about that this morning. Ashley Smith is with us this morning, helping to coordinate and organize a lot of these events coming up this weekend. Ashley, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. This is a Friday-Saturday event. You've got a lot of things kind of lined up. It's, of course, meant to be a family event, especially with the name Candyland attached to it.
Absolutely. It's definitely geared towards kids and adults. We have activities going on for both.
Yeah, as kind of before we get into some of the details, kind of as an overview, talk a little bit about the Candyland theme. That's a little different than what we've seen traditionally.
It is very different, and that's kind of what we're going for, trying to change things up every year. Last year we did an Old Town Road. We were celebrating Jesse James days as well, so we gathered it together. But this year we decided to flip the switch and do Candyland. We thought it would be fun. We can't wait to see the float that people come up with for the parade, but we just thought it'd be fun to do something completely different than what we've done in the past.
Yeah, so many of us remember the fun board game when we were kids. I assume this is kind of the trend you're taking here?
Yes, yep, all the colors and the decor is going to be based on the Candyland game.
All right, very good. Well, something very different should be kind of fun. Well, let's talk a little bit about activities then, because you've got 2 days full of things. A lot of the activities on Friday are weekend and or nighttime and or afternoon and evening things. Talk a little bit about what you've got going on for activities.
Yeah, so Friday we start at 2:00. It's going to be in the park. They're going to do some old-fashioned games, kind of geared more towards children. And then 5:00 by Exchange State Bank, we'll have the Critter Crawl. It's these little animals that kids can get on and ride. There's, I think there's 4 for like middle-aged, you know, elementary-age kids. And then there's going to be 2 for like your toddler-age kids. And then we'll start the kids parade at 6:00. So 5:45, we'll have our lineup down by the end of Audubon Street there by Fuego Restaurant. Our kids will line up there for the parade. We'll have right after the parade, we'll do the little Mr. and Miss announcement, and then our baby crawl. We'll have a couple Adair Dance Academy dancers that'll be there. And then at 6:30, we'll start our bags registration. So adults can come and sign up for that. Kids will be able to do face painting while their parents are playing bags. And then we'll take a group of kids, elementary age, down to the park, and they can play a kickball game. And we'll wrap up the evening and have some live music in front of Blue Goose there.
Yeah, Ben Putman, is he local?
I believe so. Blue Goose booked him. I think he may be out of Des Moines.
Okay, very good. Well, the bags tournaments always seem to draw a pretty good crowd. Do you have good success with that?
Absolutely. Another business actually sponsors that, but I think last year they said they had around 35 groups that registered for it. So I think it's a good success each year, and the live music definitely helps to bring people out and to do something like that.
Live music and good food brings a lot of people out, too, and I assume you have
Absolutely.
Plenty of that.
Absolutely. Yes. Our MS Warriors, they're going to be having a bake sale at 3:00. That'll start, and I think it just kind of goes until they're done and get wrapped up. And then our Presbyterian Church, they always do a pie and ice cream social. That'll be at 5:00. And just by Fay Pharmacy, we'll have Blue Penguin Shaved Ice set up. Our fire department, they're going to have a dinner and beer garden over there. And then down by the bags tournament, we'll have Triple B's Tenderloin.
Ooh, that's a pretty good combination of things there, too. You got it all covered for everyone. Very good.
Yeah.
And that's just on Friday. Now, Saturday, we're just blowing it out Saturday. You've got a ton of stuff going on all throughout the day, starting early morning and running throughout the afternoon and evening.
Yes. Yeah, we have a little break later in the day for people to change clothes, but we're pretty packed with activities throughout the day. We start right off the bat at 7:00. Our 5K mile registration is going to be in our park, and we've had some people ask to change up the route a little bit, so I changed it. We're going to be running by the Smiley Face Water Towers, what everyone wants to see when they're running, I suppose.
Of course.
So our race will begin and end in the park there. So the 5K will start at 7:30, our mile will start at 8:00, and then we're just going to have some fun little kids' foot races right there in the park. As an incentive for signing up, we have bucket hats this year as one of our merchandise, and so if you sign up, you get $5 off of that. So we have 3 colors that we're doing, but that'll people could buy those throughout the day as well. And then we have our big parade. That starts at 10 o'clock. So our lineup will be out at Crawford off of Broad Street. And then the parade starts at 10:30. And then we'll have vendors at the community center, 11 to 3:30. So right after the parade, people can start walking around. And we'll also have a kickball tournament that'll be at the park there. It starts right after the parade around 11 o'clock. On our main street, we're going to have a car and tractor show that'll be going from 11:30 to 4 o'clock. And then our poker run, they have their registration for the fire department at 11 o'clock, and their kickstands will go up and head out at noon. And then in the park for the afternoon, we have about 1 o'clock, we have bingo, those big inflatables. They're, both of them are water ones, so kids bring a swimsuit. And then we'll have carnival games, a balloon guy will be there, fire truck rides, and then wrap up the evening with our band at the in front of Blue Goose again.
All right.
Taco Tea Band.
Yeah, very good. That's that's a lot of fun. As I recall, too, the parade route traditionally always had plenty of places where there was some pretty good shade.
Absolutely. So the parade route will go down Broad Street, and then they'll turn left on 5th Street, which is the main street off the bridge there. There's lots of shade trees there. And then you'll turn left on Adair Street, another left on 6th Street, and it'll end at Cedar Street. So there's all sorts of good seating, I'd say, along that area.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, you thought there was some good food on Friday. Boy, you've really stepped up the game for food on Saturday, that's for sure.
Our Lions Club is having a pancake breakfast in the park. So if you're doing the mile or 5K race, and or if you're not doing it, you can grab some food there. We're going to be doing a beer and mimosas. We have some requests for that. People want to celebrate after they finish their 5K. Casey Creamery, they're going to be set up in the park as well in the morning and afternoon. Our fire department is doing a barbecue and beer garden. They'll start at 10:30 and just kind of go until they're done. The Methodist Church will have a lunch. Our Boys and Girls Club is going to have some food set up in our community center where the vendors will be. And then with in front of Blue Goose there, they're going to have the Corn Dog Caravan, 11 to 3. And then the Blue Penguin Shaved Ice, they're going to be moved from Fay Pharmacy Friday night. They're going to move down by the community center. We're going to have a wine slushy lady. She'll be set up in the park there. And then the Snack Shack with the Lions Club will be open over by the ball field. And Triple B Tenderloins will be back again in front of Blue Goose for the band Saturday night.
Okay, very good. A lot of good options there.
Yeah.
And a lot of community options there, too. You know, that's kind of the point of this. You bring a lot of people together like this from in town and from out of town as well. You know, you want the locals to be able to benefit a little bit economically from this.
Absolutely, and that's what we try to do is involve our local organizations and businesses as much as we possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as we all know, Ashley, it takes volunteers, it takes sponsors, it takes lots of help to do something like this. I assume you've got a lot of good people to support.
Absolutely. We have around 20 sponsors that help us out, whether it be financially or they're donating for the inflatables, or like I said, Blue Goose has done quite some bit with the bands and the food trucks they're bringing in. So of course, we have all sorts of volunteers, whether they be from those businesses that have sponsored or just other people in our community. And of course, our chamber members have put in so much time. We only have 10 of us this year. So the amount of time and effort we've put into planning this has been a great deal. So a huge shout out to everyone who's made it possible for us to be able to do this.
Oh, 100%. Do you have the volunteers step forward to help operate this and do all these things? Sometimes it's the community groups and organizations, but I'm sure there are other people stepping up because they've been here a long time and they've helped for a long time.
Well, I think it's something that's expected every year so people can plan for it. So when it comes to that, I think they just have gotten into a routine of, you know, Chuck Wagon Days is in June, so we're going to do X, Y, and Z every year. So I think it's a great thing that they come out and help us out.
You bet. Well, it's a community festival there in Adair, but that doesn't mean you lock the gates to the community. Do you get a lot of support from outside? Do you see a lot of other folks come in to enjoy?
I think we do from our surrounding towns. We have quite a few people come in, and then we also have a lot of class reunions that get together this weekend. So that brings people and their families from out of town that come back. I think since we add such a great variety for families, for kids and for adults, it brings a really good variety of people to town.
All right. Very good. Well, we hope for good weather this weekend. It'll probably be warm. It is summer, but you know what? That just sells more drinks. So that's good for everybody, too. And I did mention there's some shade, so you can survive. We'll get along just fine. The kids don't care. They're just out having fun. So it's the adults.
Right.
We're the ones looking for the shade. Very good.
Well, absolutely.
Lots of good stuff to do. A little different this year. Adair's Chuck Wagon Days. It's Candyland, the theme this year, June 21st and 22nd, this Friday and Saturday. And they hope everybody comes out and just has a good time in the community of Adair. Ashley Smith has been with us this morning, visiting a little bit about some of the events coming up this weekend. Ashley, thank you so much. Appreciate what you and all the volunteers and sponsors do to make all this happen.
You bet. Thank you so much.